Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
It's Vishan Michelle, Awesome God, 8 minutes after one. Second hour of Heart to Heart right here on Radio Pulpit. We'll get straight into traffic and find out what's happening on the roads, whether you're driving to or from work. Yes, there are people that are still driving to work at this time. Maybe you're driving back to work, lucky you. So we'll give you that traffic update, let you know what's happening on the roads.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, your daily companion. And we are really happy to be your companion. We're really happy that you choose us, you know, every single day. You're on 657 AM. You are on www.radiopulpit.co.za. That's something we really appreciate. We get straight into Level Up, courtesy of Letlogolo Moroeng. Ntate Moroeng, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Mpo, and good afternoon to your listeners. It's really a pleasure to be with you this afternoon.
Lovely, lovely. And Ntate Moroeng, what are we talking about, Kajen?
I thought that we can briefly just chat about some of the key relationships that that one needs, you know, as they are on a journey to advance, you know, their careers, you know, and I mean, these are really human relationships and connections. I mean, I know we are Christians, born again, washed in the blood. We trust the Lord that His will be fulfilled in our lives, and that's quite true. And we still hear, you know, in the world where we need certain relationships that would really help us do better at what we do. And that's what I think it's important to chat about this afternoon.
Absolutely. These key relationships.
Yeah. Mm. So, I mean, let me just get into it, Paul. You know, I mean, I've chosen just three kinds of relationships that anyone would need, really, and it doesn't matter at what level they are at in their careers, whether they are right at the beginning or whether they are at the very top of the ladder in their specific industry. But, you know, they would need this relationship. Firstly, there's a mentorship relationship, there's a sponsorship relationship, and, I mean, there could be a coaching relationship as well, really depending on how keen and committed a person is to that process. And all these relationships are different. They speak to different things. They achieve different things. But they are all necessary. I mean, I think one of the clearest examples, as far as the invocation is concerned, that you find in the Bible. For example, you can clearly see the mentorship relationship that existed between Jesus and his disciples. I mean, that was a clear mentorship relationship that says there's something that I know and I'm going to pass it on to you, so that even when I'm not with you, you are able to do the same thing. Mm. And he did it so well that and it started right at the beginning with a commitment. He says, "Follow me, and I will make you." You know, follow me, and I will make you. So there was a commitment from Jesus, the mentor, to the mentee, who was now the 12 disciples at the time. Before they became apostles, they were disciples, and that needed an equal level of commitment from them to be made, because it does not help for someone to commit themselves to making another one when that committed is not reciprocated by the one who should be made. You know, so there must be an equal amount of commitment from the mentee. So as I said, so that's the first one that I'm talking about, a mentorship relationship that you need as a person who's involved in any industry. You need to have somebody who's done what you are trying to do. Yeah. And who's committed to supporting you, and you need to commit to that same process. Generally, a mentorship relationship involves somebody who has done what you are trying to do. You know, so it can be, generally it can be, it's easier when it's somebody who's done what you want to do. If it's in broadcasting, you know, it's easier if it's somebody who's done it. If it's in pastoring, it's easier if somebody who's been a pastor. If it's in accounting, it's easier if that person is an accountant, because then you speak the same language, you understand the nuanced aspects of that particular industry. And research has proven over time that people who have mentors whom they talk to on a regular basis about some of the challenges they may be facing in their industries are more likely to be successful than those who don't. So, I mean, I think even as a Christian, you'd need that. Whatever career you are involved in, whatever industry you are playing in, you'd need somebody who's done what you are trying to do, and who could support you in your journey. Because let's face it, lifetime is too short for you to learn only from your mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, you need to, some of the things you need to learn from somebody else's mistakes. I mean, if we all had to make all the mistakes that will teach us everything that we don't know,
sure,
you don't have enough time in a lifetime to do that. So you don't have to really make all the mistakes. Learn some of the things from other people's mistakes, especially those who've gone on to achieve certain things ahead of you. So that's a mentorship relationship. I mean, because the short conversation, I'll stop it there, but that's a mentorship relationship. It's about somebody who can teach you something about what you are trying to do. And there's something that flows through the pages of Level Up, the book, for those who've read the book. And it's the whole issue of sponsorship. And sponsorship is different from mentorship. Sponsorship is generally a relationship that happens between a junior employee and a bit of a senior employee. And this senior employee in this institution believes in the junior employee.
Mm-hmm.
And the senior employee is able to represent the junior employee in boardrooms and offices and discussions and conversations that the junior employee cannot attend by virtue of being junior.
Mm.
So, for example, when opportunities are being discussed at the higher levels, your sponsor will be able to always throw in your name when opportunities come up. Your sponsor will throw in your name and say, have you seen Mpo? Have you looked at Mpo? But you need to then build this relationship. You know, I mean, for some people are fortunate that they walk into an environment and somebody picks them up and likes them and do that for them. But for most of us, you actually have to actively seek someone who can do that for you. And I know somebody out there could be asking, but how do you do that? Okay. One of the easiest things you can do to be able to allow yourself to be spotted by a sponsor is to observe the sponsor or the person, your target, the person you are targeting to be your sponsor. Firstly, you need to target someone.
Yeah.
You need to look at all the senior leaders in your organization and target one.
And I suppose as the junior, you are the one that will go out to spot this particular individual. Because you're the one that needs help, right?
Exactly. I mean, on few occasions you could be spotted. I've worked in institutions where some people were spotted and I was not, and I felt bad because now, like you say, it's now my responsibility to find someone who can do that for me, whilst others, you know, what this thing was presented to them on a silver platter. But I mean, I I actually, like you say, you are absolutely right. I'm the one who should go and spot someone and say, there's a senior executive I like. And this is what you do. You observe what they like. You observe what their priorities are. If you need to ask some of the people who know them that maybe you are not as close to them, go and ask. And you must be bold when you do these things. You must be quite bold, and you must be your purpose and vision in that environment must drive you beyond fear. So that you are bold enough to either send an email, make a phone call and say, can we have coffee for 15 minutes? There is something that I would really want to chat to you about. I've realized that you are responsible for project X, Y, and Z. And in my previous studies or in my previous life, this is what I have done. And I can actually support you on that project. That's what you do. When you approach a person like that, you don't approach them with a begging bowl. You approach them with an offer.
Yeah.
Sure. Because if you approach people with a begging bowl, I mean, some of these senior people are actually quite tired because they get approached with a begging bowl at work, at home, on a daily basis, on the street. People are running after them with a CV to say, I know you are senior at work. Can I have a job? You know, so they are tired of that. But they are actually quite keen when somebody walks in and says, I realize that you are responsible for project X, Y, and Z, and I'm interested in that project. This is what I've done before. The little that I know about this project is ABC, and if you give me a chance, I can actually support you on it. Mm-hmm. That, I can tell you, will help you build one of the strongest sponsorship relationships. Because in most cases, I mean, let's face it, sometimes people can say no, but more often than not, they will actually agree and allow you and give you a chance, you know, to do that for them. And that's how you build that relationship. And over time, they'll start asking you about your interests, where you want to go to in the firm, et cetera, et cetera. And there's a difference. In a mentorship relationship, the person doesn't have to work for the same institution as you, but he must just be in the same industry. In a sponsorship relationship, you have to find someone within the organization that you work for. It can be somebody who works outside the company, because it's for your own growth and advancement within that particular company. So, but you must actively look for these things, because I mean, for most of us, they're not gonna come whilst we are sleeping on a silver platter. No, you have to go and pursue them. Even mentorship relationships, you have to go and find them and approach them and tell them what your interests are and what you want from them. And in a mentorship relationship, you would remember, you have, as the mentee, you have to actually drive that particular relationship. Don't, because then at the later stage, people say, ah, that person is not interested. I call them once, they don't call me back. They actually don't have to call you back.
Yeah.
They don't have to, you have to go after, because you are the one who you need more. You need them more than they need you. So that's the second. The third and the last relationship really is generally a coaching relationship. A coaching relationship is very different from a mentorship relationship and a sponsorship relationship. A coaching relationship says you have goals, you have plans, or you have a bigger picture, and you need somebody who can hold you accountable along the journey. These people, they are not your mentors. They are not your sponsors. In most cases, for some people, it's a free relationship. But for most people, it's a paid relationship, because coaches are professionals who get paid for their services. But if you are serious about your career, you may want to engage the services of a coach just to help you craft your plans, to make them simple and achievable. And secondly, just to hold you accountable on your journey to achieving them. As an example, it's a coaching relationship that can say to you, you need a mentor, you need a sponsor. And after you've established those relationships, you have to come back to your coach and say, coach, I've established those relationships, what next? And both of you can then craft how your life and those relationships will look like going forward. So these relationships are key, and they generally make a difference between those who succeed in their professions and those who don't.
Mm.
You know, and I just thought maybe it's important that, I mean, these are really long conversations, but given the time that we have, I hope somebody out there would have picked up one or two things that they can start working on immediately in order to put themselves in good stead to achieve whatever it is that they want to achieve with their careers. Let me stop it there, and thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Hlahla, so much for this time. We really, really appreciate it. So we really need to be proactive folks, especially like you're saying, if we want to succeed in our careers. It's quite important. Thank you so much, Hlahla. How do we get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Hlahla Murueng, and you can find me on my cell phone if you're keen on having a further conversation, 083-297-2289.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Hlahla.
Thanks very much, Mpo. Thanks, listeners. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Lovely. Thanks. Bye.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.